special morning. It's different, and as the family of God, we just love these events that we can celebrate. And this morning, a baptism morning is a morning that we can celebrate. But you know, there's lots and lots of events, aren't there, that punctuate our lives, that mark moments in history, either in our own personal lives or even in the wider scheme of history of the world. And I was thinking about some of these. You know, birthdays. We celebrate birthdays until we get to a point where we recognise that they're marking something. And generally, when these things happen, they mark the end of something and the beginning of something new. And when we're young, we want the next thing. And when we're getting older, we want a bit of the old back. But nonetheless, it marks a moment in history. New Year's Eve is another one, isn't it, that marks the end of one thing and the beginning of something new. And sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing. I know a couple of people I heard saying this year, oh, I'm glad to see the back of 2018 and I'm looking forward to 2019. There's a mark of something gone and something new beginning. And then we get our one-offs, don't we, like weddings, where there is a very significant moment on a wedding day where there is the mark of something new happening as two people become one in marriage and their life is different from what it was before. And proms as well. I never had a prom when I was when I was at school, but that's a thing now, isn't it? Which marks a point in history where a school career has got to a point of change, where there's something new about to happen. Same with jobs, isn't it? You know, if we finish a job, we have a do, don't we, to mark the end of at the end of something and the beginning of something new. And these kind of things happen all the time, don't they, throughout our lives, that there's moments that we mark because there has been a change and we're recognising that something has changed from something into something else. And baptism is one of those days. Today is one of those days where we're marking a change from something that was into something that is new. And I find all these events that happen quite helpful, because it got me thinking, actually, today is about Joshua and Maisie, but actually we're all part of it. You know, if you're a guest with us today because you've come to support Joshua or Maisie, again, can I just say you are so welcome. We love having guests with us. But if you're here as a guest or as part of Ashwood Church, we are part of Joshua and Maisie's journey, and we're excited to be here. And I thought, actually, the events that happen in life are really positive for us, even if we're not centre stage, because on some of them we think back and reflect to perhaps when we were centre stage. Esther and I were at a golden wedding, and I think it was golden wedding. I get muddled up. Anyway, it was a significant one, and it was a great celebration of however many years of marriage that is. but it got us reflecting on, do you know, yeah, we think back to our wedding day and we look forward to you know, to all the years that we've got ahead, and so these events are really helpful to us. And I want to encourage us this morning, if you've been baptized in the past, and I'm doing this, I'm looking back to quite a long time ago when I was baptized and looking at my journey and what that marked, it actually reminds me of that event. It reminds me of the change that happened in me, that there was a before and there was an after. So, baptism. What is it all about? What is so significant about baptism? What is the before and what is the after? Baptism is an incredibly symbolic event, and it really does mark the end of something old and the beginning of something new. Do you know what I really love about the Bible and about how God chooses to communicate with us? Is that he is the best communicator that ever was and ever will be. He is so concerned that we understand and we get complex issues. He actually wants us to know and to understand. And he comes up with things that he knows that we can grasp, that we can get, and that we can understand. And that's why we have this thing called baptism, which is a very visual aid to us, to help us to understand something. And I love that about God. And I love the fact that he is so relational. That's so important for us to understand this morning, that God is really relational. And that's why he chooses to communicate with us in ways that we can understand. Why is he relational? It's because he loves us. He actually loves us. And when I think over my relationships that I have with people and the people that I spend time with and that I communicate with, there is that degree of love with a lot of people around me that enables me to want to make sure that my communication is it works and that people understand what I'm saying. So, we've got this pool at the back here. What's it all about? It's actually a grave. I think, God, that's a bit depressing, isn't it? I mean, actually, a baptismal service like what we're doing now is actually like a funeral service. You think, oh, right, well, that's a bit depressing, isn't it? Why are we all so happy? But that is exactly what it's like. Because what the Bible talks about is that there is an old us. There is an old us that is put to death. And when we become a Christian, our lives are changed and there's a new us that is changed because of Jesus at work in us, transforming our lives. And the whole thing that we're going to do this morning is acting out the fact that an old life has been put to death and buried in a grave. And when we drag him up out of the water, don't worry, we're not going to leave you in there for too long. Have you got a snorkel? No, it's all right, you won't need one. Promise. When you're raised up out of the water, that is symbolic of being raised back to life, but in a new way. And that's incredibly powerful when you look at it and think about it like that. In the New Testament times, in fact, in a lot of parts of the world, even now, people will generally baptize outside in a river or in the sea. That would have been fun, wouldn't it, this morning? Yeah. and, you know, there is a real sense that you're going into the ground, that there's a real burial, but then there's a coming back to life. The Bible talks about this thing called sin and how sin separates us from God. Now, bearing in mind that God is so relational, and I love this stuff. I love to remind myself of why I belong to Jesus, why I'm a Christian this morning. I love to reflect on my own journey that I was once separated from God because of stuff in my life that was not right. And the fact that because God is so relational, so loving, that he wanted to do something about it. Last week was Easter, wasn't it? And that's another moment in history that we celebrate, a moment in history that happened 2,000 years ago. Yet annually, we make a point of making a bigger deal about it than every other day of the year. Although, in fact, we are celebrating it all the time. But Easter Day is a moment where we celebrate the fact that there was a before and there was an after. There was an event that happened where Jesus came to the earth and he died. He took a punishment that actually we deserved in order to bridge a gap, because God was so concerned and so relational that he wanted to make sure that there was a way that we could access him. I know, as part of my journey many years ago, I was working this stuff out with God and having this understanding, coming to this realization that actually this thing called sin affected me and was separating me from being in a relationship with God. And I remember being in a meeting, and the guy was talking about a woman who had been found guilty of a crime. And the crime was so bad that it was deserving of death. That was the law as it stood at the time, was that she legally could be put to death. The crime that she had got caught up with, it brought shame, and it brought a lot of condemnation on her from the authorities, and particularly from the religious people who really wanted to come down on her. And I was reflecting on that story and the fact that Jesus came in and said, look, if any of you are any worse off, then you might have got a right to say something, but examine yourselves. And I started reflecting on that, and I thought, you know what? I don't have a list of things that I've done that are actually going to make the headline news. You know, they're not. But what I do know is that myself was not right. And because of that, it was separating me from God. And I had this revelation all of a sudden that God was offering me a new life, a new self. And that this new self would involve relationship with him. It would involve friendship. It would involve acceptance. And it would involve forgiveness. And all I needed to do was to accept that Jesus was there for me. That he wanted to be in relationship with me. He wanted to do a work in my life that changed me and actually transformed me. You know, when we get into relationship with Jesus, Jesus really transforms us. I was once at Disneyland in Paris. It was donkeys years ago. And it was only when our eldest two were quite small. And we saw this queue going into this little tunnel. So we joined the queue. Everybody was British because it was a queue. And we started shuffling in. It was really crowded. And as we got in, it went pitch black. Absolutely pitch black. And you literally could not see your hand in front of your face. And we were like, where's this going? What's it doing? And it was quite scary. So Esther leant forward and she whispered into my ear, can I hold your hand? And this bloke said, no. That was the highlight of my holiday. That was hilarious. But we were in a really dark, dark place, and we could not see where we were going. We could not see the way out. And it was a weird experience, because obviously we knew that we were going to come out the other end. But sometimes when we go through our lives, we can feel like we're in incredibly dark places, and we can feel like we don't know where we're going to end up. We don't know what the direction is, and we just, all we can kind of feel is a sense of hopelessness and darkness. And I know that, and I know for all of us who are Christians here this morning, that there's a point where we go, do you know what? I don't feel that sense of darkness, and I don't feel that sense of lack of direction, and I don't feel that sense of fear, because I know that Jesus is with me and that he's got me. No matter what life throws at us, and, you know, life's difficult, isn't it? We have a lot of challenges and things. But, you know, Jesus makes a huge difference. It's great this morning to celebrate with Joshua and Maisie, because they have already been transformed by Jesus this morning. They have already entered into relationship with him, and they have already put to death their old self, and they're living a new life in Jesus because of the transforming work that he's done in them. They know what it is to be forgiven, and they know what it is to be chosen by him, and they have chosen to live for him. And today, they are being obedient to the command of Jesus, who commanded us to be baptized. But they also want the world to know that this change has taken place. That there was a before, and now we're in the after. That they are living for him. And I'm just excited this morning. I'm excited to celebrate with them. And I'm excited to reflect on what God has done in my own life and what I see him doing in the lives of people around me, because God changes us and transforms us.
Well, it's my privilege to invite, and I'm sure you're all going to give her a good whoop whoop, because we like that here. Let's invite Maisie up to the front. Woohoo! So just to give you a bit of an idea what's going to happen in this next few moments, we're going to invite Maisie up. We're going to have a little chat with her. We've got somebody to definitely pray for. I've got a little something for her as well. And then we're going to do exactly the same with Joshua. And he's going to have some questions and we're going to hear his story. And then we will be baptizing them. Just like to point out that over the far side near our coffee area, we've got what we call our baptism boxes. We always think it's great if at the end of today that these two young people can take away with them some messages, some Bible verses, maybe a prophetic word. That is a word where we believe God is speaking into the lives of these kids and young people. And so there, over there, there's pens and papers if you would like to do that during coffee time. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. So, amazing Maisie. I've had a chat with Maisie before today. We do quite a bit of preparation for these days. They don't just happen. We chat through things, don't we? So we went out for coffee and donut. It's always good to do coffee and donut. So I'm going to ask Maisie a few questions. And the first is, why do you want to get baptized today?
To be filled with the Holy Spirit and to show that I'm a Christian.
Good reason, eh? Yes. No better. And so what does baptism mean to you, Maisie?
That it washes away your sins and you get a new life with Jesus and to show that I'm a Christian.
Brilliant. We love that, don't we? So why do you love this Jesus we keep talking about?
I love Jesus because he loves me.
Oh, simple. It's as simple as that. And why do you want to follow?
Because he's just great.
No better reason than that, is it? We were having a little chat and I loved this story about actually the day that Maisie decided to become a Christian. And I think there might be some people in the room that don't know your little story. Would you be happy to say it again? Is that all right? It was so cool. I loved it. You don't want to do that. Anyway, it was remarkable and really, really good. And she, yeah, did it, which is the best thing, isn't it? Giving her life to God. Maisie, I was praying for you. We're going to invite Esther up at this point as well to come and pray. I've got a little thing in here that I'm going to show you in a minute. But Maisie's one of these kids that I think is bold and courageous. And she loves sharing Jesus with her friends. We would call her a little evangelist. That's a big word, but it basically means you're going to tell somebody that you know God and they're good for them too. And she don't hold back doing that. And if you ever have any time around Maisie, I believe you can only feel better. You're filled with more joy, you're uplifted, you feel great. And I actually call it the Maisie effect. That's what I've called it. It's the Maisie effect. And I think she has that effect because it's Jesus in her to people that are around her. Now, I couldn't quite get exactly what I wanted. And so this is a little star for you to take away. And it says, leave a little sparkle everywhere you go. And I actually think that that's what you do, Maisie. That where you go, the sparkle is actually Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit in you. That everyone can see. And they have this Maisie effect when you're around them. So I want to encourage you, keep going. Keep doing that. Never stop telling people about Jesus. Because you leave a mark wherever you go, you leave some of this sparkle to the people that you hang out with. And I think down the line, some of your friends will go, do you know what? It was what Maisie said. It was what Maisie talked about. So that's for you as well.
So Maisie, in Psalm 37, it says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And Maisie, you are a girl who takes delight. So you enjoy yourself and you're discovering new likes and different ways to have fun. And the images I have of you are quite delightful when I think of you. And each week when I come to church and look forward to seeing you, I think, oh, what's Maisie come dressed up as today? So we know that Maisie likes dressing up sometimes. And I always smile at that. And you often arrive in costume and you're delighted with what you've chosen to wear and you'll be smiling, it's a beautiful smile. And you bring many people smiles. And I so admire that strong characteristic in you, which is that you have confidence in being Maisie Bell. Yeah. Delighting in your uniqueness and assured that you are accepted and loved. Yeah. So, and as you discover more of the Lord and you take delight in him, the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. And that's one of his promises to you. And this brings me to the second thing I'd like to say to you. Maisie, you are a good listener. And I see you taking things in which are being said, not only with your ears, but also with your eyes. So the kind of like you're absorbing it and working hard to understand the meaning of what you're hearing. And when you've heard something, it can inspire you, and I see you respond. Now, this is a special and unique gift that God has given you, and it will be good for you to start asking God to reveal more of himself and who he is, as he wants you to listen in on his voice. So, a little bit later in that psalm, Psalm 37, it says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. So when you hear things, ask him what it means. So listen in, Maisie. Develop your open ears and eyes to the marvelous and delightful things of God. So let what you hear inspire you, correct you, teach you. And you might also hear God reveal some knowledge about a situation so you can bring understanding where there's confusion. And I'd really like to encourage you to grow and widen your ears of listening to God and discovering truth. So there are lots of lies around which can make us stumble. But God is going to use you, Maisie, as he's given you a gift to hear the truth. He's speaking. And this will help you and others to know the truth, which sets us free. And God will reward you for this faithfulness because just as he calls us to delight in him, he deeply delights in you, his daughter, his princess. And this leads me nicely to the final thing I want to say. So when I was praying for you, I had the words warrior princess. So now as you have in the past enjoyed dressing up, I want you to imagine for a moment that I have a very fine and beautiful tiara for you to wear. So I wasn't going to embarrass you by actually making you wear one, Nan. Just imagine. So tiaras are worn by princesses, so they're like a crown. And it says in Psalm 149, for the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. So Maisie, you are humble. You're not proud. So the King, the Father in heaven, is delighting in you. And your crown is victory. You're a warrior princess who has been given victory through Jesus. And the other thing I'd like you to imagine that I have for you to hold and dress up with is you're going to hold a sword. So you're a warrior princess. You have a tiara, crown on your head and a sword in your hand. So we know a sword is a weapon and we know that God and we know that the Bible, the word of God, is described as a double-edged sword. And with this sword in your hand, God has given you his beautiful and wonderful, awesome, powerful word. Right, and you are to use it. And this is one way you'll be listening in and hearing from God and bringing truth and light wherever you go, always leading you to be victorious in the battles. So Maisie, your steps are ordered by the Lord. His word is a lamp to your feet. You carry the gospel of peace wherever you go. You are a warrior princess. So let's pray. Let's pray for Maisie. Yeah, Father God, I want to thank you for beautiful Maisie. She is your daughter, and you have made her precious and special. Jesus, you are Maisie's king, her lord, her friend, and she loves you and wants to follow you wholeheartedly. Jesus, you look on her with eyes of love and a huge smile on your face. Lord, I can imagine that you had lots of fun and delight when you created her. And the excitement bubbled inside of you, God, when you designed the plan for her life. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. We are blessed to have you, Maisie, in our lives. Oh, she's a stunning reflection of your transforming craftsmanship. And we pray for her today and declare that we will continue to pray for her as she develops her warrior princess status in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Maisie desires to be filled with you, Holy Spirit. So we ask you now to come and fill her. Yeah. And as she has not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline, we know that you'll be strengthening her, Lord, as she speaks and acts in love with confidence. Filled with grace to share the good news. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brilliant. Right, we'll ask Maisie to go and find a seat for a minute. And we invite Neil to come up with Joshua.
One of the greatest privileges as a youth worker is when a young person comes up to you and says, I'd want to be baptized. But also, Joshua's not just doing that because he thinks it's a good thing to do. He actually is doing it because it's something he really believes. And it's something that he's chosen to do. So he's chosen to follow God. And he's chosen to live his life for God. And for me, that's amazing. And Joshua's an amazing, gifted person. He is talented with music, and he's got kind of this toolbox of amazing gifts that I'm looking forward to seeing over the years, him kind of unwrapping those tools and doing stuff. And I also recognize that there's many people here today who have been part of that journey, and they've shared their lives with him and shared their Christian values and just shaped the way Joshua is. And the great thing about Joshua is he's brilliant and gifted. But he's also the first person on a Sunday morning who'll go, do you need anything doing for tonight? Can I set anything up for you? And I just think that's an amazing characteristic for a young person to have. So, Joshua, I've got some questions for you. And the first one is, tell us about how you decided to follow Jesus.
There's been no single defining moment where I've been like, that is the day that I decided to follow Jesus. But I've grown up with it, thanks to mum and dad, and granddad as well. Thank you very much. But there have been a couple of points in my life at which I can say these have helped me along the way. At a conference called New Wine, which is similar to One Event, at the age of six, I put my hand up when they did the appeal and said, I'd like to give my life to God. And so that's helped me along the way. And One Event, both times that I've been there, have been really, really helpful in terms of that journey.
And why have you decided to be baptized today?
It's a really important step in the life of any Christian. I hope that it's going to be another one of those points that I mentioned before. It's also what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 28, go and baptize old man, or something like that. Dying to self as well. It's something that we all need to do in order to come to life in Christ.
I love the difference in generations as well. I'm kind of looking at my notes on a sheet of paper, and Josh is just like flicking through his phone. What are you expecting from today?
Again, dying to self. And just more of the Holy Spirit and a deeper relationship with God.
There's a calling on a few of our young people that I shared at the youth residential, and Joshua wasn't there at that time, but I actually shared this was something for Josh. And I believe that God's calling some of our young people to really study the Bible, but also to have kind of, it's kind of a gift of theology, but to be able to interpret scriptures for their generation and to be able to understand the scriptures in a deeper way. And I really feel that that Josh has got that gift alongside with quite a few of the other young people. So do you want to explain about the certificate? Or?
That's just what I got at New Wine when I was six, when I put my hand up for the appeal.
And I think we recognise that actually faith is, it's kind of a process. So part of that, I got baptised when I was in my 30s, so I took quite a long time. But we've kind of got the different age groups getting baptised today. And it's just about actually saying, I want to follow Jesus and I want to live my life for him. So should we pray for Josh? Father God, thank you for the way that you've watched over Joshua's life. We thank you for those people who have been an influence on his life, walked with him and shared their faith. I pray that you will put people of encouragement in his life as he journeys to be the person you've created him to be. Holy Spirit, be a strength and a guide as Joshua walks more closely with you. We pray for those moments of encounter with you when he's worshipping, praying and reading his Bible. I pray that he will be planted and rooted on the riverbank, being an example of Jesus to the people around him and growing in wisdom, stature and favour with both men and God. Amen.
Just stay up for 1 second, because I was just reading your T-shirt. Just have a little show and tell. It says infinite, and I was just quickly looking up because it was just so striking on there. It's about limitlessness. It's about no boundaries. It's about unending. It's without no limit. It's, oh, and I got super excited as I just read that on you. And I just, it's like a seal on you today that just says, with God, there is no boundaries for you. You can be you. You can be out there. You can, there's nothing going to stop you. I really believe that, Joshua. You are, you're a quiet, oh, pushing through type, I can't explain it. I get super excited when I'm around this guy. I really do. We spent a holiday club last week and he blessed my socks off. There's something about endlessness and without bounds that's going to be a mark on your life. Matt.
This is really exciting and special. Maisie, I'm going to ask you these three questions. Do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
Yes.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes.
Will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and in the world?
Yes.
Well, this is really exciting and a privilege for us to be able to baptise Joshua today. Just as I was praying this morning, often we remember how significant names are. And I was just saying to Father God, I was saying, what are you saying about in the name of Joshua? And it's pretty clear, actually. Joshua, be bold and courageous. And I was just thinking of some of the character in the Bible, Joshua, and God told him many times to be bold and courageous. And I felt as we were praying for you this morning that was one of the things that God was speaking into your life. Be bold and courageous, not just today, but in the days ahead. We know that school is a place that requires boldness and courage these days. And my prayer for you, Joshua, is that you will know God's boldness and courage in your life, that he'll today, even today, give you strength through the Holy Spirit to live the life that you want to live and that God's calling you to live too. So it's a tremendous privilege for me and your dad to be able to baptise you today. And we're just going to ask you these three questions. Do you repent of your sins and renounce all evil?
Yes.
Do you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
Yes.
Will you obey Jesus and serve him in the church and in the world?
Yes.
Good answers.